This is Ia Dossey with WSQL News. According to the Hendersonville Times News, after Derek Hemphill Jr.'s family lays him to rest today, they plan to hire a lawyer and return to Virginia to find out why Hemphill died in police custody there. 20-year-old Hemphill, a former Navy soldier, died this past week in Norfolk, Virginia. A spokesman for the Norfolk Police Department told the Associated Press that Hemphill was incoherent and vomiting when officers found him April 3rd near Norfolk Naval Station. After his death, Hemphill's mother and sister went to Virginia to get answers and to bring their loved one home for burial. Norfolk police officials said Thursday that the investigation into Hemphill's death is at a standstill while they await toxicology reports from the medical examiner, a process they say could last as long as 3 months. Police said Hemphill became violent after he was arrested. The officers used pepper spray, handcuffs, and leg restraints to subdue him. Police Department spokesman Chris Amos said the officers put Hemphill in the back of a police car and he lost consciousness while he was traveling to a local hospital. Hemphill later died at the hospital. According to the family, they have received a series of anonymous phone calls about Hemphill's final hours from people who said they were in the military in Virginia and are afraid to identify themselves for fear of repercussions. A funeral service will be held today at 2 p.m. at Bethel Baptist Church in Brevard. Brevard College announced yesterday afternoon that men's basketball coach Mark Prosser, son of the late Skip Prosser, has resigned to take the assistant coach position at Winthrop College in Rock Hill, South Carolina, to work under Pat Kelsey, who was one of his father's former assistants at Wake Forest University. Athletic Director Juan Mascaro stated that Prosser made tremendous impact on Brevard College's program and student-athletes in his short tenure, and he thanked him for his leadership. The federal agency reviewing the impact of Duke Energy and Progress Energy combining into the country's largest electric utility says it needs more information. The Charlotte Observer reports the Federal Emergency Regulatory Commission wants the companies to answer its requests within a week for more information on their latest merger proposal. The companies, last month, sought to satisfy the agency's concern that the merger would reduce competition for wholesale electricity in their home territories in North and South Carolina. The commission has twice objected to the merger on those grounds. The companies want approval from federal and state energy regulators and hope to complete their merger by early July. The combined company would serve 7 million customers in the Carolinas, Florida, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. And this has been Ia Dossey for WSQL News.